Welcome to the Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Laundry Hour. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Happy April 1st or happy April Fools. Hopefully, if you are a prankster and a jokester, you are having fun today. If you are not, hopefully you didn't even know it was April Fools because I forgot to. Anyways, I'm excited that you are here. If you are new, welcome. Truly grateful to have you. If you've been with the Laundry Hour for a while, I'm so happy that you're still here, honestly, because I have pivoted a lot. I say lots of random things, but hopefully, at the end of the day, we are all brought closer to who God is and more encouraged about just how to love Him, how to walk with Him, and how to use the lives that He's given us to be the most faithful that we can be. So today I wanted to start kind of a, I don't want to say a new series, but like a sub-series in, I want to call it the practical how, if that makes any sense. But here we go. So for the month of April, we're just going to talk about practically how to love God and love others. And today I wanted to talk about love languages because it's a thing, and I think it's useful, not only for our marriages, for all of our relationships. So if you have not heard of the love languages, I would suggest getting the book, taking the test online, figuring out what those things are, but I'm going to give you like a quick overview right now. So there are about 5 love languages. All of us like all of these things in one way or another, but for the most part, each person has like one that they feel the most loved by. And sometimes you feel the most loved and give love in different ways. Sometimes you feel that love and give that love in the same way. So the first one is acts of service. So kind of sounds like it says, you'll give or receive love by people showing you acts of service, whether that is the example that we hear a lot, because this is not technically a marriage principle, but it is used for marriage a lot. So acts of service, like they'll wash the dishes for you, or they'll take out the trash, or they'll put the kids to bed. And that is like, oh, I just love that when they do that for me. Or I just love serving others, and I just love doing things for them. Obviously, you can love those things without that being your top thing, and that's okay if you don't love. If you're like, well, I do love that, but that's not my love language, that doesn't mean that you don't love to serve people. Okay. It could mean you don't love to serve people, but it doesn't mean that you don't love to. So the next one is physical touch. Physical touch does not necessarily mean sex. It could mean a hand hug, a hand hold, a high five, hug, you know, someone just rubbing your back, a pat on the head, just like needing that physical affirmation from someone, which leads to words of affirmation. So rather than needing physical affirmation, you need wordly affirmation. People just saying you're doing a good job, you're beautiful, I'm here for you. Needing to hear the words of love is how some people operate. Another one is gifts. So in a sense of acts of service, like that is kind of me doing something for you. Gifts is me giving something to you. And there are people out there that are very intentional and specific about the types of gifts that they get or make or the planning to get for people. And that is just something they do, and they're good at it, giving them or just receiving. Like, I just love getting, I don't know, gifts from people, and that doesn't necessarily make you materialistic or just about stuff, you know? Like, it could just mean, like, this person thought about me, they know I like this thing, and they have given it to me. That makes me feel so important, okay? Quality time is the last of the five, but not the least. We could say that all of them are like words or a thing that you give to someone, an act you do for someone, a touch you give to them, but quality time is kind of like all of the above, yet none of the above at the same time. Just spending time with a person, doesn't necessarily need to be a long amount of time, right? Because it's not quantity time, it's quality time. So quality time could just mean having a really good conversation with a person, a deep conversation, you know, just having good laugh with someone, or if you're that type of person that I just need to sit in the room with you, we don't even need to talk, and that is quality for me. Hey, you define quality the way you define quality. I would say, out of those five, I am words of affirmation. You might have heard it, how I spoke of them. I was trying very hard not to be biased, but like behind it, if you're that kind of person, I tried to even say it with words of affirmation too, but yeah, I am definitely a words person. I give words, and then I like receiving them, and it's interesting that I, you know, have podcasts that are based on words. So maybe I like words of affirmation. I don't know. My husband, on the other hand, is more acts of service. And so he serves me, I speak to him, and we both see the care of the other person. Like, oh yeah, I know that you love me based off what you're doing, but I feel most loved, says my husband, when you serve me. And I say to him, I feel most loved when you speak to me. And I just speak like, hi, how are you? You know, but just like words of affirmation. And then serving him, not just like, I took care of the kids today and I made food. Like, that's great. But like, did you do any of those things in it with me in mind? You know, it's a different kind of act of service. Like, that's, I want to do this for you. Or I want to say this to you because I know that you need to hear it, or I know that you want to hear it, or I just feel it and I just got to share it with you. So you've got a way that you show love and then a way that you receive love. I show love by words of affirmation, but also receive it. I think my husband shows love by quality time and receives it by acts of service. So you've got people that are the same, and you've got people that are different. And that's important to know, not only for yourself, but for others, you know? Why is it important to know how I feel loved? Those moments where I don't feel loved, I can say, ah, I don't feel loved because they didn't tell me they loved me today. They did all of these things for me, but they didn't tell me they loved me. Oh, okay. So then maybe I have a conversation to let them know what I need, but then I also need to have a conversation with myself and say, wait a second, but they did all of those things for you, and you know that that's how they love. So though they might not have said, I love you, you know they do. Okay. So I would say, overall, generally, even though general statistics are not good, but generally, people most appreciate being loved the way they receive loved. Okay? Generally, let's just go with this for this conversation. And then as people get to know you, they will grow to appreciate you for how you naturally love them. So in marriage, keeping that concept of me and my husband the same, like, we both desire to be loved the way that we receive love. I want him to speak to me. He wants me to serve him, right? But as we are about to be married for 4 years, we know now how the other loves. So we appreciate, I appreciate that you love this way. I know that that is a part of you. And I know that when you're doing that, you are loving me. I appreciate that. I grow to know, understand, and even receive love from that, because I know that that is your way of loving. Obviously, I still feel the most loved when you love me the way I enjoy, but I also now feel loved by the way you naturally love me. That just happens, though, in relationship with a person as you grow to know them and know that that is how they love. But let's turn the gears a little bit and say, how can this, quote, marriage principle apply to how we love God and love others? Well, first, God has specified in His Word how He wants to be loved. He desires obedience. He desires all of our heart, our soul, our strength, our life. That is the most loving thing to Him. Now, as we look at the Bible, it may look like acts of service is what God wants from us, yet we know that He said, "I desire obedience over sacrifice." So He desires a heart that loves Him more than an action that looks like it loves Him. Right? Now, perhaps we could say all five love languages above, or out of all five of them, that God is mostly quality time. Go with me on this. His Word says that He desires that we pray to Him, that we abide or dwell or live in His Word, that we listen to His Spirit, that we walk in His ways, that we're close to His heart. You know, we get the picture of the Garden of Eden. They communed with God face to face. They walked with Him in the cool of the day. They talked with Him. They knew Him. They spent quality time together. Now, of course, He wants to hear our praise and our words of love, affirmation, and worship. Of course, He appreciates when we give Him gifts like our time, talent, and treasure out of a heart that is so thankful and grateful to just be His. Of course, He is pleased when we obey His commands and serve Him with our lives. Now, physical touch seems like the one that we can't do, right? Because we can't touch Him. But I'm sure when the fragrance of our worship reaches His nostrils, there are pictures of that all over the Bible, that the fragrance of the incense, you know, reaches into His holy temple up there. He smells in it. It's a sweet aroma. I'm sure that sweet aroma, and in that sweet aroma, He can feel our love and our warmth. So, we can love God in all five ways, but at the heart of everything that we do, He wants a heart that loves Him. You know, a heart that wants to spend time with Him, a heart that wants to know Him. So, out of those five, I think the best thing that we can remember is that God desires our quality time. He truly wants a relationship with us. There's nothing more beautiful than that. Now, what about others? Now, based off of our loving others portion, we can love others like ourselves. We can love others like God loves His enemies. And we can love others how God loves us, or how Jesus loves us, excuse me. Now, we learn that all five are ways that we can love others too, because each person has a different way that they feel the most loved. And as we learn, oh, this person loves gifts, I can then cater my love to their language. But until I know that, we can begin by just loving them the way that we like to be loved, right? We love our neighbor as ourselves. Okay, so me, Jamie, I love words of affirmation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go speak affirming words to people. That's my stage one of loving others school. Okay, all right. Now, as I have spent time in relationship with those people, obviously because we think differently and have different backgrounds and are not the same person, we're going to disagree and we're going to have conflict. And I can love them like God loves his enemies, where he shows mercy and he shows grace. And we can be people who are compassionate, who are good listeners, who are slow to get angry, but quick to give grace. So I've started at this place of just loving you the way that I feel loved. And as we have grown in relationship, it's hard to love you now because I've seen some things I don't like. You've seen some things you don't like. Now, how do I continue to love you? You may not be my enemy at this point, but let's just say it's just a little hard to love you naturally now. Okay? But now I love you like God loves his enemies. I love you with mercy and grace and compassion. And okay, now let's say we had a conflict and we walked through that conflict, or even if it's not really a conflict, or I don't like the way they said that to me, or they always text this other person and they never talk to me, whatever the thing is, whether it's a conflict both of you know or a conflict only you feel, whatever the issue is, we walk through the first stage, we walk through the second stage, and then we get to this third stage where we can love them like Jesus loves us. And we learn to lay down how we like to love others and love them the way they desire to be loved. So we started loving them like us. We have walked through some type of relationship thing that has made us say, okay, I really need to love you like God, not just like me anymore. And now I need to lay down myself and love you the way you need to be loved and the way you feel loved. So hopefully in that middle stage, you've learned how they feel loved and how they receive love. So let's just say, example, I've been affirming this person, and they're like, I don't need your affirmation. Oh, that offends me. Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to, belittle you or hurt your feelings in my affirmation. I was just trying to love you. And they're like, well, I appreciate that. But I don't know, when you affirm me, it just makes me feel like you think you're better than me. Like, I'm going really far into this conflict place. But let's just say this happens and you sit down with this person and say, well, I don't know. It could be as easy and clear as, okay, well, what's your love language? But I'm pretty sure it's not actually going to be like that in real life. But hopefully in that conversation and in prayer and discernment and just time with them, you'll realize they just desire quality time from me. They don't desire me to keep on affirming them. They just want me to be there. And all right, so I'll stop saying words. And maybe, unless I feel like an unction from the Holy Spirit to say something to them, but I'll stop loving them in that way, and I will love them by quality time. Great. Let's go hang out. Let's go to the park. Let's go to the mall. Come with me while I'm going grocery shopping. Want to come over and watch a movie? I'm doing that. And maybe in the time that we're spending that is quality, they're like, okay, I miss the affirmation. I don't know. That could happen. I don't know. Hopefully you hear the concept of what I'm saying. But basically, in essence, we can start loving other people the way we love to be loved. And then we can end up loving them the way they desire to be loved. And to get from the step one to step three, it's going to require listening and learning to be loving. It's going to require us to love like God loves his enemies with mercy and grace and compassion, because that's what relationships need. If God wasn't merciful, gracious, and compassionate to us, there would be no way we could have a relationship with him. And so we can't have relationships with our husbands. We can't have relationships with our children. We can't have relationships with anyone if we are not merciful, if we're not gracious, and we're not compassionate. And if we're not willing to adjust how we love, if we're stuck in, I'm going to love you the way I want to love you, that's not going to go over well. It's not. Because let's be real, you're not going to like it if someone just wants to love you the way they want to love you, rather than loving you, you know, the way you feel loved. So, the same way, right? That golden rule, the way that we want to be treated is the way we treat others. I want to be adjusted to in some ways. So let me be willing to adjust. So, okay, what should you do now? If you don't know what your love languages are, I would suggest thinking about those five and say, okay, what do I think off the top of my head? And then there is a test online. Just Google love languages test. Take the test. See what you think, if you agree with that or not. And basically figure out how you like to be loved or how you receive love. And then start giving that kind of love to God, to your husband, to your children, and others around you today. So, practical example. I love by words of affirmation. That is going to be my step one. I am going to affirm with words my husband. I'm going to affirm with words my children. I'm going to affirm with words God. And just remind him, say to him that I love him, that I want to spend time with him, that I need him, that he is good, that he is worthy, that he is all that I need, that he is my good shepherd. Like, I'm going to say those things to him, for his benefit, for my benefit, for everybody's benefit who might even be listening. And then as I continue in relationship with all of those people, I'm going to walk into that place, that stage two, where it says, okay, how do I have mercy, grace, and compassion? Because, for example, we already know that my husband likes acts of service. How do I transfer from words of affirmation to acts of service for him? What about my children? If I'm giving them words of affirmation, they like quality time. How do I transfer in that process for them and walking through that? So we'll talk a little bit of that transfer process next week. And then, yeah. Was that cool? Was that exciting for anyone? I feel like the Lord gave me that in the shower right before I recorded this. And so I truly feel like this is kind of something from him to our ears. Because I've never thought of this before. So can I pray over you? Father, thank you that the thing that you desire most from us is love. You just desire our hearts. You desire a relationship with us. You desire quality time. That is the easiest thing we can give. And yet, because we get so distracted and overwhelmed and confused and misled by stuff, we just miss you completely. So, God, just bring us back to you. Bring us back to the garden of quality time with you. Lord, as we figure out what our love languages are, help us to just, you know, start in stage one and just love people by how we feel loved. And starting with the most important relationships with us, our husbands, our children, help us to walk through that next stage of how to get to loving them the way that they want to feel loved. And sometimes it's going to be hard, because that's going to require a change in us. It's going to require a dying to self to love the way they want to be loved. And sometimes it's going to be easy, you know? But help us in that process. And I pray that you would just be pleased and feel loved by us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share with other people. I would love to get more listeners, not just for myself, but honestly, because I feel like the Lord is saying stuff through me, and I want people to hear it. Hear him. I want people to hear him. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I truly would love to hear what you say, what you have to say, as well when you write reviews. That helps other people get to see the podcast as well. And if you want more, tune in next week so we can talk about how to get to that second stage, or how to walk through that second stage so we can get to stage 3. Does that sound cool? All right. Until then, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.